questioning. If you're in the middle of waiting right now, if you're wondering when and you're wondering how.
Grand Rising. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face." Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper Rising with you on another edition of the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. We love to gather here to remind each other of what is possible in this life, and we love to learn the foundation of what is required to create a life of more freedom and abundance. Today is May 27, 2026. And our enthusiastic host and the founder of this amazing call, Paul Hutchings, will be with us in just a bit. Paul Hutchings is a former call center cubicle worker who went from living in a 1984 single-wide trailer house to retiring debt-free in his early 40s. He has been a top producer in the home business profession since 2009, and he has co-founded a company that has paid out over $7 million in commissions. His main passion in business is to help lead the Freedom Crusade by inspiring and empowering others to achieve their financial goals and dreams in life. Cannot wait to hear what Paul has for us today. But before I got some reverb. All right. Let's unmute the lines and hear from all of you. I want to hear your name and where you're calling in from.
Good morning, Ashley.
Thank you.
What of Angela Mazin? Let's get this party started. Oh yeah, Paul Wall about to bring the fire.
Paul Wall, let's go. Rita Joy.
What's up, Dad?
Rita Joy. Good morning.
Grand Rising. Happy Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Are you with
Early in Idaho?
Idaho. Let's do the turkey. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's get it, Ashley.
Break it down, Booker. Break it down. All right, everybody. It is the top of the hour.
Who's the man with the master plan? The M, the A, the E, the S, the T, the R, the O.
It is a great day to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. Are you ready to continue to grow rich? If so, you are in the right place. Thanks so much for being here today. Ashley, thank you for the great intro. Booker, thank you for your energy and song. And everyone else, thanks for the cheers and excitement in the line. Wow, you guys sound amazing and just super pumped to be here. If you're new to the call, this is a call that's been going on for a long, long time. Since about 2009-ish, I think, is when we started the call. And we do it every day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. And the goal is to help each of us, myself included, learn to think like wealthy people think, rich people. And not just rich in the form of money, although that's a big part of it, but rich in philosophy, rich in emotion, rich in spirit, rich in happiness, joy, abundance, goodness. And there are certain thinking patterns, it seems, that are very conducive to that state of being. So we come together to study these ideas and principles and to share our experiences of how they're working for us in the marketplace and in life. And it's a great thing. So I'm excited to be here. As Ashley mentioned in my introduction, if you don't know who I am, my name is Paul. And Booker likes to say I'm the man with the master plan. And if that's true, then it's only because, like Bob Proctor said, I have license to brag because none of it's mine. You know, just look for good ideas and find them and apply them. And these ideas that we study on this call are some of the big ones, some of the big, great ideas. So I'm thankful to be here, excited to be alive, got a great message today. We're going to read some great stuff today. And in the latter 30 minutes of the call, we get to share with each other what we've been learning, what we've been experiencing, how we've been experiencing business and life and deliver value to each other and build relationship and community and foster love and goodwill and pour our individual lights into this beautiful pot of light that mixes together and just gets brighter and makes it all better and tastes even more delicious. And then we get to expand that out into the world as we go forth doing whatever things we have on the agenda today. So if any of that lights you up, then you are in the right place at the right time with the right people. So real quick, I'm going to unmute the lines and ask if you're excited to be alive, if you're grateful for the gift of another day, if you're excited to continue learning and growing rich today, if you're excited to remember that you have the power within you today to get a little smarter, to get a little wiser, to take a few more steps to an even better life, to an even more beautiful future filled with freedom and abundance. If any of that pumps you up, let's hear how you're feeling as we unmute the lines right now. Love you guys so much. I love hearing your voices. You know, I think one of the things that we say in our definite major purpose document that was given to us by Napoleon Hill is I will develop love for all humanity. And I want to thank you guys for being just really, really easy to love. One of the benefits of being on the call for me for so long is I've gotten to meet so many of you, and you're all such beautiful souls, and you're all really easy to love. And I feel love for you when I hear your voices, and I feel love for you when I see your faces. And that experience of being able to feel love for people gives you an idea of how high a vibration that is. And it makes it easier to go out into the world and love people who are sometimes a little more difficult to love. And it proves to me that it is possible to have love for people, love for people that live, you know, many states away or even in another country, or even to love people that maybe you don't know that well personally, but you can still have love for them. And you guys have really given that gift to me, and I want to thank you for that. So I got a quick message, and then we're going to do the announcements, and then we'll get into the reading. So one little quick message that was on my mind this morning as I was thinking about what I might share that could be of some value. Some of you know, maybe not all of you, but some of you know, we had a pretty cool webinar last night. We had 350 people on the webinar. I think it was one of our highest attending webinars that we've had in quite some time. And Mike and I have been working really hard on this new piece of value that we wanted to deliver to people. And you know, it's been pretty much nonstop work for a while. You know, early mornings, late nights. You know, I've been getting up so early that I got into a little bit of a bad habit, which is waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I do think that's too early. I told my wife, and she knows, she's like, you know, not so good. You got to get more sleep. You hear all the sleep experts out there saying, sleep, you don't get enough sleep. you're going to die. You're going to have all these bad conditions. And so I hear this stuff and I'm like, oh man, I don't want that to happen to me. But you know, it's important. These things we were working on were important. And so, you know, I was willing to sacrifice for a short amount of time. Anyway, the point is we were working on building this thing. So yesterday came time, we've got this webinar coming up tonight. We've been telling everyone about it and it's time to let the cat out of the bag and, you know, start letting people use it. And so, I woke up yesterday and worked on it a little bit, and there was still more to do on it that I felt like needed to be done before we could make it live. But I also was in charge of delivering the presentation for last night. So I knew that I needed to make some slides and have a plan. So I started working on the slides. And, you know, first I was gathering my research, you know, taking screenshots and putting all the stuff in a folder that I wanted to share. So then I went, so I had that done. And so then I started making my slides and I lost track of time, and it got to be about 4 o'clock and 4:30, and the webinar was going to start at 6, and I still wasn't done with my slides. And then I started remembering these other things that had to be done before we were able to launch this, and there were things that needed to be tested that I didn't have time to test. And then Mike messaged me, and he's like, yeah, we should send some emails out too. And I was like, oh no, I got to finish my slides. I'm not done. I got to send emails out. I had a guy stopping to look at my lawn to give me a quote for some weed control. He's like, hey, is now a good time? I'm like, not really, but I can meet you for 10 minutes. So he stopped by and I went and met him. And anyway, long story short, about 20, 30 minutes before the webinar, I call Mike and I was like, hey, maybe we shouldn't release this tonight. Maybe we should just show it to everybody and we'll say, hey, it's not quite ready. We'll get it live to you, you know, by the end of the week. And Mike was like, I could tell Mike didn't like that idea. He's like, no, man, we got it. We've been telling people we got to do it. And he was like, I can work on it while you're doing the presentation and kind of finish getting it ready. And so I was like, okay. And so the clock was ticking down, you know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. And I had most of the presentation done, but what arguably could be considered the most important part, which was how are we going to demo this thing and show people what it is in a way that it will make sense to them and that they will, you know, be excited about it. And I was thinking about, you know, Steve Jobs and how he was a master of the demo. And I was wondering, and then I thought about demos in the past on the internet that have been super boring, like, oh, let me show you this product and all these features. And so this part of my slide, I had to plan what the demo was, but then I looked at the clock and it was time to get on the webinar. And I was like, oh boy. Okay. So I got on the webinar and just started going through the slides, not having it finished. And what ended up happening was we got to the part that I hadn't really decided on what was going to happen. And there's 350 people there, you know, watching the webinar. And it all worked out. It all worked out. The idea is to do the demo in a way that was good, just kind of popped up, you know, and we got through it. And after the webinar, Mike was like, man, that was perfect. He's like, that was the perfect way, you know, to show it. And people were really excited, you know, when you went through and showed the demo in the way that, you know, kind of manifested. And, you know, we ended the webinar and I feel really good about it. People, I think it was really received well. And this morning, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about how lots of times in life and business, you're not ready. And I don't know if we're ever ready. I mean, we can do a lot of things to prepare, and I think we should do things to prepare. You know, reading every day is something that we can do to prepare for almost anything that pops up. A little bit of personal development audio every day, a little bit of training every day, a little bit of practicing your communication every day, whether that's writing an email or hosting a conference call or having a conversation with a prospect. These are things that we do every day to prepare so that they're there for us in the moments where we feel like maybe we're not fully prepared. And so these are all good things. But at the end of the day, if you are, and if we are constantly stretching the line that lies at the border of what our known potential is and what our unknown potential is, then it is very likely that we will run into situations where we just don't feel fully prepared because we've never done it before, or we're doing something new and we're hitting this line. And when we hit that line, we have the same choice that I had in front of me yesterday, which was, do I not step over the line? Do I not stretch myself? Do I say, no, I'm not ready, can't do it? Or do I jump and build my wings as I'm flying in the air? You know, do you jump and build your wings on the way down? And last night, it worked out. Jumped and built the wings, and it worked out really, really well. And I think most of the time, if we're willing to have that philosophy to act before we are ready, prepare while we can, yes. Prepare while we can, yes. Every day is a day of preparation. Brett Hudson, who's a great freedom crusader here in our community, he likes to say you can prepare for your day or you can repair. You can prepare or repair. And prepare, preparation, that's what we want to do. It's what we want to do. But I think no matter how well we prepare, if we're on that limit line, then there's probably going to be moments where we just don't feel like we're fully ready. And I think it's in those moments where we choose to act even though we don't feel fully ready, to act even though we know we don't have all the answers yet, to act even though we don't know exactly how it's going to turn out. These are moments of faith where, you know, we act a little bit in faith and a little bit more in faith and a little bit less on knowledge. Because if you think about coming up to that line, what is that line? It's the line that lies at the border of what is known. So the things that we know we can do, the things we know we've done, the things we know we are fully prepared for, those are all things that lie in the land of this is known. But outside of that line is the unknown. And in order to step into the unknown, we have to have faith. We have to be willing to step that foot out and keep stepping it out and keep stepping it out. And it seems that what can happen when we do that is that line of what is known and what I know I can do and what I know I've done, it moves a little bit to catch up with the foot that stepped out of the line, and we expand and we expand and we expand. And it's a really, really great thing. There's a line from an old scripture that says, faith is belief in things that, belief in things that can't be seen, but that are true. And I think that's a good way to describe faith. Sometimes you can't see how the webinar is going to turn out. You can't see exactly how you're going to do the demo. You can't see exactly how the prospect is going to respond. But what is true is that many people have done successful webinars. Many people have had successful prospecting interactions. Many people, these are all true things. And what can also be true is that in the land of potential, it can also be true that when we step out into those experiences over and over and over and over again, the law of averages, according to Jim Rohn, will play in our favor. J- Gimron said, when you're new, you make up in numbers what you lack in skill. So even with low skill, you can compete with someone who has great skill. Not that we want to compete, but you know what I'm saying? Someone who has great skill might have less interactions to have a successful, a quote-unquote successful sale or, you know, whatever it is you're measuring. But even if you have less skill, you can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. So if you have more of those moments where you're stepping out into the unknown, where you're stepping out in faith, and you do it and you do it and you do it, the law of averages plays in your favor. So is that a true idea? I believe it is. But when you're testing it for yourself, you don't know it's a true idea. You just have faith that it is. And so it lies in that area of, you know, faith is belief in things that are not seen but are true. You hear someone like Jim Rohn say that, and you're like, is it true? Is it true? I don't know. I believe it's true, but I don't know it is. So I'm going to have faith in this thing that I can't see but that I believe is true. And then we step out and we expand ourselves. So I want to encourage myself and everybody here to keep stepping out, keep stretching that line, and to keep growing on a daily basis. So that is my short little message. And with that, let's get into our normal things that we do, our traditions here. So we have some announcements. One second here. I got to log into my computer. We have a book of the month this month. If you're not reading something great, you can consider picking this book up. It's called The Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. Enemy of character to be aware of this month is fear. And if you're new to the call and want the materials that we study on this call, we call it the Mastermind Collection. Just get back with whoever invited you here today and ask how you can get a free copy of that. It's a digital collection of the books that we study on the call. We've got an event coming up here in September. It's called Freedom Fest. Would love to encourage you to learn about that, hbafreedomfest.com, and get a ticket if it looks like something that would be of value to your life. And with that, let's have Angela Amazing come out and help us with the definite purpose, and then we'll get into the reading and the mastermind. Let me make sure we got the lines in the right mode. Angela, are you here? Angela Amazing?
Stay here.
Darcy.
Oh my goodness. I did
hey.
It twice. You got me. Brother Paul, I just want to say that you are absolutely amazing, and you did an amazing job yesterday. I'm so thankful to know you as my brother. Woo, woo! My brother!
Hey,
family.
Thank you. I got to ask you, did you like the pictures of you that I had on the slides last night? Did you notice
yep,
those?
Yep.
Yeah. They were perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, my brother. Thank you. My Growers family! I salute the divinity in you, my major definite purpose. It is now honored before, and I have in my possession, which has come to me from time to time over the interim. In return for this, I happily gave the most effective service in which I was capable of rendering in the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of a freedom crusader. I know that I have this in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see it before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It was awaiting transfer to me all along. At the time and the proportion I delivered the service I intended to render in return for it, I am so grateful that I have received these plans by which to achieve these desires, and I am following these plans as they are received, and there's being more and more plans received and whatever else that you desire. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such actions. second, I realized that the dominating thoughts in my mind are reproducing themselves outwardly into physical action and gradually transforming themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for at least 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person that I am, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that amazing person. Third, I know that through the principles of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind is now seeking expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will continue to endeavor until I have developed self-sufficient confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built under truth and justice. Therefore, I only engage in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I have eliminated hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, cynicism, and egotism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others could never bring me success. I cause others to believe in me because I believe in them and in myself. I have signed my name to this formula, committed it to memory, and I am repeating it out loud at least twice a day with full faith that it is gradually influencing my thoughts and my actions so that I am an even more self-reliant and successful person. Oh, divine providence, I do ask for more riches and for more wisdom for to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and to direct my own mind and thoughts to whatever ends that I might desire in alignment with your will for my life to prosper and to be in health even as my soul prospers, according to 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, in the divine name, amen, so be it. Back to you, my brother Paul. And I love you, my Grow Rich family. Woo, woo, yes.
Yes. I love you too, Angela. You're so amazing. Super thankful for you. Love and believe in you. And I know I'm not the only one. How do you guys feel about Angela? Let's know. All right, guys, I'm going to jump right into the reading. Mike Hobbs left us off yesterday in a message called Letter to Garcia. And I'm kind of tempted to, let's see, we got two, three. I'm going to see if I could just read this whole thing again so those of us who are here for the first time are not stuck in the last three paragraphs of the story. And I think we can get through it here in the next 5 minutes. So let's give it a shot. In all this Cuban business, one man stands out on the horizon of my memory like Mars at perihelion. When war broke out between Spain and the United States, it was very necessary to communicate quickly with the leader of the insurgents. Garcia was somewhere in the mountain vastness of Cuba, no one knew where. No mail or telegraph could reach him. The president must secure his cooperation and quickly. What to do? Someone said to the president, there's a fellow by the name of Rowan. We'll find Garcia for you if anybody can. Rowan was sent for and given a letter to be delivered to Garcia. How the fellow by the name of Rowan took the letter, sealed it up in an oilskin pouch, strapped it over his heart, in 4 days landed by night off the coast of Cuba from an open boat, disappeared into the jungle, and in 3 weeks came out on the other side of the island, having traversed a hostile country on foot, and having delivered his letter to Garcia, are things I have no special desire now to tell in detail. The point I wish to make is this. McKinley gave Rowan a letter to be delivered to Garcia. Rowan took the letter and did not ask, where is he at? By the eternal, there is a man whose form should be cast in deathless bronze and the statue placed in a college, every college in the land. It is not book learning young men need, nor instruction about this or that, but a stiffening of the vertebrae, which will cause them to be loyal to a trust, to act promptly, concentrate their energies, do the thing, carry a message to Garcia. General Garcia is dead now, but there are other Garcias. No man who has endeavored to carry out an enterprise where many hands are needed, but has been well nigh appalled at times by the imbecility of the average man. The inability or unwillingness to concentrate on a thing and do it. Slipshod assistance, foolish inattention, dowdy indifference, and half-hearted work seem the rule. And no man succeeds unless by hook or crook or threat he forces or bribes other men to assist him, or mayhap God in his goodness performs a miracle and sends him an angel of light for an assist. We have a lot of angels of light here in this community, by the way, just a little side note. You, reader, put this matter to a test. You are sitting now in your office. Six clerks are within your call. Summon anyone and make this request. Please look in the encyclopedia and make a brief memorandum for me concerning the life of Correggio. Will the clerk quietly say, yes, sir, and go do the task? On your life, he will not. He will look at you out of a fishy eye and ask one or more of the following questions. Who was he? Which encyclopedia? Where is the encyclopedia? Was I hired for that? Don't you mean Bismarck? What's the matter with Charlie doing it? Is he dead? Is there any hurry? Shan't I bring you the book and let you look it up yourself? What do you want to know for? And I will lay you 10-1 that after you have answered the questions and explained how to find the information and why you want it, the clerk will go off and get one of the other clerks to help him find Garcia and then come back and tell you there is no such man. Of course, I may lose my bet, but according to the law of average, I will not. Now, if you are wise, you will not bother to explain to your assistant that Correggio is indexed under the C's, not in the K's, but you will smile sweetly and say, never mind, and go look it up yourself. And this incapacity for independent action, this moral stupidity, this infirmity of the will, this unwillingness to cheerfully catch, hold, and lift. Who's going to carry the boats, right? I don't know if you guys heard David Goggins, but he's got that phrase. Who's going to carry the boats? Who's going to catch hold and lift are the things that put pure socialism so far into the future. If men will not act for themselves, what will they do when the benefit of their effort is for all? A first mate with knotted clubs seems necessary, and the dread of getting the bounce Saturday night holds many a worker in his place. Advertise for a stenographer, and 9 times out of 10 who apply can neither spell nor punctuate and do not think it necessary to. Can such a one write a letter to Garcia? You see that bookkeeper, said the foreman to me in a large factory. Yes, what about him? Well, he's a fine accountant, but if I send him to town on an errand, he might accomplish the errand all right. And on the other hand, might stop at 4 saloons along the way. And when he got to Main Street, would forget what he had been sent for. Can such a man be entrusted to carry a message to Garcia? We have recently been hearing much maudlin sympathy expressed for the downtrodden, of the sweatshop and the homeless wanderer searching for honest employment. And with it all often go many hard words for the men in power. Nothing is said about the employer who grows old before his time in a vain attempt to get frowsy ne'er-do-wells to do intelligent work, and his long patient striving with help, quote-unquote help, that does nothing but loaf when his back is turned. In every store and factory, there is a constant weeding out process going on. The employer is constantly sending away, quote unquote, help that have shown their incapacity to further the interests of the business, and others are being taken on. No matter how good times are, this sorting continues. Only if times are hard and work is scarce, this sorting is done finer. Out and forever out, the incompetent and unworthy go. It is the survival of the fittest. Self-interest prompts every employer to keep the best who can carry a message to Garcia. I know one man of really brilliant parts who has not the ability to manage a business of his own, and yet who is absolutely worthless to anyone else because he carries with him constantly the insane suspicion that his employer is oppressing or intending to oppress him. He cannot give orders, and he will not receive them. Should a message be given to him to take to Garcia, his answer would probably be, take it yourself. Tonight, this man walks the streets looking for work, the wind whistling through his threadbare coat. No one who knows him dare employ him, for he is a regular firebrand of discontent. He is impervious to reason, and the only thing that can impress him is the toe of a thick nine-soled number nine boot. Of course, I know that no one so morally deformed is no less to be pitied than a physical cripple, but in your pitying, let us drop a tear too for the men who are striving to carry on a great enterprise, whose working hours are not limited by the whistle, and whose hair is fast turning white through the struggle to hold the line in doughty indifference, slipshod imbecility, and the heartless ingratitude, which, but for their enterprise, would be both hungry and homeless. Have I put the matter too strongly? Possibly I have. But when all the world has gone a-slumming, I wish to speak a word of sympathy for the one who succeeds, the one who against great odds has directed the efforts of others and, having succeeded, finds there's nothing in it, nothing but bare board and clothes. I have carried a dinner pail and worked for a day's wages. I have also been an employer of labor, and I know there is something to be said on both sides. There is no excellence per se in poverty. Rags are no recommendation, and all employers are not rapacious and high-handed any more than all poor men are virtuous. My heart goes out to the one who does the work when the boss is away, as well as when the boss is home, and the one who, when given a letter for Garcia, quietly takes the missive without asking any idiotic questions, and with no lurking intention of chucking it into the nearest sewer or of doing aught else but deliver it, never gets laid off nor has to go on strike for higher wages. Civilization is one long anxious search for just such individuals. Anything such a one asks will be granted. This kind is so rare that no employer can afford to let him go. He is wanted in every city, town, and village, in every office, shop, store, and factory. The world cries out for such. He is needed, and badly needed, the one who can carry a message to Garcia. So that is a powerful little essay. And one thought, one thing I've found myself mentioning to local business owners where I live, sometimes I make these friends that, own businesses, and we talk about, life and people. And I was talking to my mechanic actually about this, and somehow this, thread of conversation came up, and I told him something that I've told my son. I tell my sons, you can succeed in any business, and it's really not that hard. And what I tell them is, you can find any business, any local business. You want to be a drywaller, a plumber, an electrician. You want to have a lawn care business. Pretty much any business you can succeed. And the way to do it is to be the one who can carry a message to Garcia. Be the one who goes the extra mile. Be the one who does the job, not just as the job with its minimal requirements, but go the extra mile and delight your customers. If you do that, you will succeed. And how do I know that? I know it because I've had so many experiences with different businesses who seem to be just showing up to do the minimum. They just want the check. They don't care so much about making a friend or making you smile or, doing a little extra service to put a smile on your face and a smile in their own heart. They just want to do the minimum and collect the check. Or even worse, the ones that do less than the minimum and try to get more of your money. There's a lot of those too. How rare is it to find someone whose goal is to delight you? It is very rare. And it's rare, and it stands out. It stands out like a star in the sky, a star in a black night sky. It stands out. How hard is it to succeed when you're someone who does that, who does what you say you're going to do, who keeps your word, who shows up, who goes the extra mile, who shows initiative and leadership, who carries the message to Garcia? We can all do that. I think it's a choice. It really is a choice. And let's do it today. So that's the message. I'm excited to hear your thoughts. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call. Please no mention of company names, system names, leader names. Less leaders are part of our community. Brevity and relevance always appreciated in your comments. And I'm going to unmute the line. Star 6, who's first? Come on out. Who's going to carry the message to Paul today? Star 6.
Brother Paul.
Oh, man, everyone's still here. Thank you, Angela. Hey, good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too. There's a rap out. I don't know who it's by, but it's a young lady, and it's called Do It Anyway. You're not ready? Do it anyway. You ain't got money in the bank.
Oh, you
got
to send it to
anyway.
Me. Yeah, you got to send it to
I
me.
Will. Going back to if the boss is not here, do you do the same work anyway? Most definitely. Take that message to Garcia. I am so thankful for this book and all the books that we read, because it constantly reminds us that we can be better than the average. We don't have to be mediocre. We could be better than the average. And I'm so thankful for the reminder and for the books that we read to be able to have our own thoughts and not think like others around us think, and to be higher and to think higher and to go higher and further than most. And that's the reason why we stand out. And I'm thankful for that. And, you know, even in my business, my cleaning business, I've been in business for 16 years, and my desire is to brighten up their day. And I have to go the extra mile in order to brighten up a person's day, because you figure I have clients that I've had since the beginning of my business. And so what do I do to hold on to those clients is I show a pleasing personality and I go the extra mile every time. So if there's something that needs to be done that they need me to do, oh, no problem. I got you. You know, it's just a matter of communication. And then something that I see that needs to be done, without anybody asking me, I do it anyway. And so I just, you know, I'm just so thankful to be on this level of doing because of the books that I read and the people that I hang around with. You guys, my amazing Grow Rich family, I am so thankful to be set apart. Thank you, Paul.
You know, I was thinking of you and everyone on the calls. I was reading this message, and I was thinking, you know, I'm really preaching to the choir here. You know, because, yeah, you're a great example of that. But you know what? Even the choir needs to remember why we do what we do. And it's inspiring to have you rub off on me, Angela. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the way that you show up in the world and shine your light with the brighter days that you create for your clients and everyone here on the Grow Rich Call. Star 626, come on out.
Oh, yeah. Rubbing off on the butter.
The butter. Lay it on me. Spread it on, Minister Christian.
Coming right out of the choir. Brother, I love you. I'm glad to be
too.
A part. I love you, brother. I'm glad to be a part of the music and the choir. I'm glad to have all these songs that we have. Love you, Lori Sue, Ashley. You had me dancing before the call came on. I think dancing is such a great thing. In fact, in our scriptures that I read, it says that the bodhisattvas will emerge dancing and singing. Bodhisattvas just mean basically freedom crusaders, people of service, people of light. We're not coming out with hand grenades and criticisms. We're coming out dancing and singing and happy. We see the solutions, like the young children that are coming into the world, and they see things, and they're coming into this AI world knowing it right out the gate, right out the womb. They are soaking it all up because this is the time. it's so beautiful that we go through these doors, and once we go through these doors and into these portals, there's no going back. We've seen so much. We've come so far. And the knowingness that we have that freedom is possible from our mentor, Napoleon Hill, you know, possible in the world, possible in me. We study a person that did it. He makes reminders of other people that have done it, such as Andrew Carnegie and other people. We have reminders all around us, everywhere we look. Lori Sue even wrote a song about the kettle and the secret ingredient in the kettle and how it turned into Coca-Cola and supplied jobs and all over the world, but that secret ingredient was just something different than the actual sugar in the recipe. And we have that secret ingredient here in our community. You know, when we latch a hold and we believe, we send out an energy in the algorithms that this is the way it's going to be. This is the day that we're going to have. Come hell or high water, we will never give up. We'll keep moving forward. We have a vision. We'll stay true to that vision. And as they say, the devil tests, God tests. The devil tempts, and God tests. Do you really think we're going to get the keys to the castle without showing how we do with the shed in the backyard? We have to kind of, I know we like to start at the top because that's where we came, but for some reason we're in this 3D reality, and it's something called crawl before you walk, walk before you run. It's just a natural progression. So Paul and Mike and everyone in this community that's doing so great, this call had to start. And before this call had to start, that urge, the desire that came out in you, Paul, that driveway when you looked up into the stars and you said, what do I need to do? What can I do? And from that moment, you've never stopped asking, what can I do to create more freedom? It says it in our manifesto, even after I'm free, even though you're a debt-free millionaire, Paul, even though you've retired twice over, you said, what can I do? And so that webinar we had last night was excellent. We're off to the races like the Kentucky Derby. We're going to keep growing, keep going, keep flowing. And I'm just so thankful to be associated with you and Mike and Paul and everyone in this community that just never gives up. We keep moving forward. Love you, family. Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to make me cry again, man. It's early. You're making me cry, dropping tears on my desk. Thank you, Minister Christian. Your heart is so genuine and authentic, and I feel your gratitude, and it means a lot to me. And thank you. Star 6, who's next? Come on now. What can I do? Three great words. Star 6, come on out. We'd love to hear you today.
Yo, Paul.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Great, Kevin, Mr. Room for Red Johnson here. Just wanted to chime in on your mentioning, message to Garcia, how those people, businesses that go the extra mile. I recently had an experience where I stayed at a hotel and I left my Roku stick in the back of the TV. And so I called the hotel to, ask them, because they sent housekeeping up there to go get it. And housekeeping didn't get the message. They didn't understand. I don't know. They were Spanish speaking, and maybe they just didn't know, where to look. And so after a week, I called back the hotel, and the person who answered the front desk said, I thought we had it taken care of, this guy named Thomas. He thought it had already been done and turned in. It turned out nobody ever went up there. And so Thomas took initiative, went up there after a week, found the Roku stick, told me he's got it, and he's sending it to me. However, his management team said it's going to cost $90 to send it to the guy, and they weren't going to do that. So Thomas took the initiative to the post office that day on his own dime, mailed it back to me. I just got it back yesterday after 3 weeks of waiting and people not doing what they should have done. And so people like him have that incentive message to Garcia, get the job done. Don't make excuses. Just, you know, he just went up and got it, you know, after 2-3 weeks of nothing. So just relates to that.
That's
story
awesome.
Of how people go the extra mile. And I more than wrote him a review on TripAdvisor telling the story of how he went way beyond the call of duty on this. So there are people out there that will do what needs to get done, that do the message to Garcia, just, you know, get this done. You know, don't make excuses, no more lollygag. Just, you know, find a way, get it done.
I love it. Such a great story, Kevin. And I love how you took the time to leave that review, because it's almost like you're saying, I see your light and it's valued. Please keep shining it. And we all need that. And one other thing that came to mind, Kevin, when you introduced yourself is the power and ability we all have to rebrand and change anything we're doing at any moment. Used to be known as Kevin Mr. eBay Johnson, and now you introduce yourself as Kevin Mr. Room for Rent Johnson.
Yeah.
That's totally cool. We can change. We can switch it up. So, yeah, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Hey, Paul. Robin Hack.
Hey, Robin.
So just listening to all this and thinking about, and I was listening to a podcast before the call, and it was all about getting out there and getting seen. And no matter what we're doing in life, we're here to make an impact in others' lives and help others. And that's what came to me when you were reading about Mr. Garcia, and just helping others. And we can't help others if we're not known and out there and getting seen. And just getting yourself out there, whether it's getting on a, you know, a call like this, or getting out there and making a video or whatever it is, but get out there so people know you and you can help others that way. And so just go that extra mile, like Kevin just said. Back to you.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, if people can't see you, they can't buy from you. You know, that's step number one, is make sure people know you exist. So such a great point. Thank you, Robin. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Hey, Paul. Can you hear me?
Hey, Lori Sue. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a tangle here with my own cord. Okay. This has been a great call. And you carried the message to Garcia today and last night by just being there, being responsible, being dependable. I thought about when you were talking after Christian came out about music. And I thought, oh, wow, there are ancient wisdom words, I'm sure of it, that talk about this. And I did. I found it. It was about, let me just read it. For my soul delighteth in the song of the heart. Yea, the song of the righteous is a prayer unto me, and it shall be answered with a blessing upon the heads. And I just thought, that's it. That's really what the whole message to Garcia is like a song of the heart, where we're coming forward with enthusiasm, with we're proactive in our responsibility without whining. And it is a joy of executing a mission because you own it, not because you're forced. And so I think that, yeah, we see that, like Angela was saying, I get to see that in you guys. I get to see that in the leadership, in everything around us. So it's easy to want to deliver the message to Garcia when I see others. And I like to see us all together doing it, you know, instead of one guy trying to get through the jungle, all of us doing it together. And makes it even, we go further and or just keep showing up and doing the right thing and taking ownership of your duties. And I think that a blessing comes because of that. So anyway, those are my thoughts, Paul. Appreciate you. You're amazing. And I love this whole movement, this whole revolution. Let's keep it going.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori Sue. When you When you said thank you for being responsible and dependable, I received those as high compliments. And, you know, I can say the same thing about you. You're responsible. You're dependable. I know I can count on you. And, you know, what a great place to be when you can look at someone and say, you can count on me. But even more important, to be someone where you don't even have to say it, but they just know they can count on you. So thank you, Lori Sue.
You're so welcome. I received that.
we have a lot of people in our community that we can say that to, which is such a gift.
In one of my songs, I said that responsibility is the greatest form. It's the greatest liberty. It frees us when we choose to be responsible. And I find that, and I think the rest of the world wants to tell us differently, that's not freedom, that's the force. And no, that's really, responsibility is freedom. So I believe it.
I've said over the years, it kind of came up that the coin of freedom has freedom on one side and responsibility on the other. And they don't come separate. Yeah, they're connected.
Yep.
Thank you, Lori Sue.
Thank you.
Let me clear the lines. Star 6, who's left? We got 7 minutes of gold. Come on out and drop us some.
It's Ashley.
Ashley!
Paul, I just want to say thank you. As you were sharing today, well, obviously, the lesson itself was really powerful. This idea that sometimes we have to step before we are fully ready, but what continues to stand out to me wasn't just that. I am just absolutely in awe. I keep thinking about you and Mike, and you've shared little bits and pieces along the way about your behind the scenes before, but hearing, you know, about the early mornings, the late nights, and all of the little details and the pressure that you guys were feeling and trying to make sure that this amazing thing that you created was quote unquote actually valuable, as if it wouldn't be before putting it out there. And I don't know, I feel so beyond grateful, because I think that sometimes as the people receiving what you're creating, we get really excited about the thing and we don't always fully see the care and the thought and the energy and the love. Oh my gosh, the love that went into creating it. And I just want to acknowledge that, because it's so evident, and it's not just in the webinar, it's in this community, it's in the everyday business. You and Mike continually to go above and beyond for us. And I commented at one point last night, you love us, you really love us. Not that I've ever questioned that, because honestly, you've never given me a reason to. But hearing everything, it just hit me differently, because what makes it special is it never feels like you're doing it because you have to. It genuinely feels like you care, like you want us to win, like you want us to grow, and like you want people to feel supported and stretched and seen. And then hearing your actual message today, I needed that reminder more than I realized. Because I catch myself doing that too, thinking that I need a little more clarity and a little more preparation and way more confidence than I feel like I might have just to move forward. And I love what you said about preparing daily, because preparation does matter. But there comes a point where growth asks us to step out anyway. And I continue to see examples of that confidence here that doesn't always come before the action. And that confidence is what gets built because of the action. So I don't know. I just wanted to say thank you for continuing to step out, even when you don't feel ready, because I think all of us benefit from watching what that looks like in real life, in real time. And I'm just so beyond grateful to both of you. I love you both. Back to you, Paul.
I love you. I really do, Ashley.
yeah, I know you
I'm so thankful for your words this morning. They're gold to my soul. I treasure them and I feel them and I receive them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're an amazing, amazing individual, Ashley. I saw it in you when I first met you, however long ago it was. And I've just seen more and more and continue to see more and more of it. So I love you. Thank you. So good. Star 66, we have 4 minutes. I'd love to hear from you.
Good morning, Jesse.
What's up, Jesse?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, such a good call. Love the reading. Loved what Ashley was saying. It's so true. And we know that you didn't do it for the accolades, but because you genuinely care and love and want people to succeed. And that is the pretense of what we should think about when we give more than is expected, not to expect the accolades, not to expect all the compliments, but to do it genuinely because you want to give your best. And the reason I point this out is that my granddaughter graduated a couple of weekends ago and is off to North Carolina to live for the summer, possibly find a job out there in that environment. And it's so funny. I told her whatever it is that she does decide to get involved in, to do more than is expected. And I said, because that will help you stand out, because others don't do that. And my point isn't trying to say that, oh, look what I've done. No, I'm wanting all of you to realize, look what I've learned from this call, from the reading, from that book, the letter to Garcia. And it is embedded in my mind, and I'm grateful. That's what I guess my point is. I am so grateful I could take what I have learned here and then share it with someone else that it could make a huge impact. Just knowing that thought, sometimes we're not always up to doing more than we're expected. Sometimes we begrudge the job we have. But just hopefully, you know, on one shoulder you hear Paul, you hear the readings of doing more than is expected, and it will elevate you, I believe, in doing that, but also just in who you are in general. So thank you. That's really my point. Back to you, Paul.
Thank you, Jesse. And I am thankful for you. You're so responsible and dependable, and I know I can count on Jesse Jenkins. Have done for well over a decade. That means a lot. Thank you. Anyone else? We got a minute left. You can go over if you want. Hello?
Hello?
Yep, who's that?
Hey, Paul, it's Brett. What's happening? I think somebody was coming up before me, though. I'd rather pass it to them.
Was there someone else?
If not.
Going. Take it away, Brett.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Yeah, I love the book we're reading. It really comes down to initiative and, being responsible, like you said. It's, it's one thing to get a head full of knowledge, but it's a whole other thing to put it into action. You know, I'm part of another mastermind group, and it seems we got a lot of people in there that just take, and never share. And that's not what it's about. It really is about, God blesses us to be a blessing to others. So, when we get through that valley, it's important for us to share how that happened, right, with other people that may be going through the same struggle. Because people that go through that struggle can relate to people that have been through the struggle. And it's just like what you do. You're not in it for the money. You're in it because you truly care. And you can hear it from the voices that are sharing today or this morning is that, you know, people don't care what you're selling. They don't care what the thing is. What they do care about, though, is how you make them feel, that they truly know that you care. Because if they know you care, that's a whole nother, that's what moves, that's what sets a movement. And that's what you've created here is a movement. So with that, Paul, like everybody else says, you and Mike, accolades to both of you. You guys are truly, truly servant leaders. So anyways, back to you. Be blessed.
Thank you so much, Brett. High praise and appreciated. And what do they say, Brett? You spot it, you got it. I think that's not what they say. I think that's what you say, Brett. So you spot it, you got it, brother. Guys, thank you for the great call. Love and appreciate you. Let's carry this emotion throughout the day. Take action. Go for your dreams. Shine your light. And we'll hear you back tomorrow if you decide to come back and listen to more of the Grow Rich Mastermind. Take care and bye for now.
Woo! Way to go, Paul. Thank you.
Everybody
have a great day.
Thank you, brother Paul. Thank you, Lord.
The world is loud, it wants my eyes. Every screen, every headline, feeding me the lies. Pull me left, pull me right, tell me what to feel. Till I can't tell what noise from what is real. I've been down on the cold hard floor, but the ground's no place. I was made for more. Everyone's got an opinion on my life. How I look, what I choose, am I doing it right? I used to shrink just to make the room feel safe. Dimming every dream to give it comfort space. Every scar is proof I chose to fight. And I'd rather bleed than surrender all my life. There's a war inside, and I know the feel. I choose my thoughts, that's my sword and shield. They said I couldn't. Said it couldn't be done. We are wired for war, for all that is good. We rise every time the way a warrior would. My mind is my stake, the realest land I own. I know who I am and I'm not fighting alone. The greatest soul living, that is me, that is you. Stand up in your purpose, let the truth come through. We are wired for war. They came in Washington with an army of doubt.
He didn't flinch.
And Ford said, I'll build this whole earth. Figure it out. What the mind can't conceive, what the soul can't believe, becomes the world we lead.
Becomes the life we breathe.
Socrates said it, know who you are.
Know yourself.
And Aurelius said, you already hold the star.
Not your car, not your name, not what you've been told.
Your mind is the estate,
more precious than gold.
It's 5 a.m. It's dark, it's cold, the voices in your head
say stay in bed.
Aching muscles lie in rebellion, pretending they can't hear. But you didn't ask for their permission. The voice you chose is one of defiance. Self-mastery isn't the absence of fear. It's trembling. Champion.